scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
And broadcasting from the Cherrywood Studios,
Megan. Hello.
Hello.
I'm back.
What's
I'm
up?
I'm back. Here I am. Are you back in Michigan?
Do you got jet lag from being all the way from California?
Well, I was traveling for about 8 hours yesterday, so I'm feeling a little bit rough. Yes.
Well, check this out.
Just a wee bit.
You might want to travel over to Japan because this is pretty cool. A company in Japan has created a real life transformer that goes from a towering robot to a car that you can ride.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my gosh! I love this. So after
it was only a matter of time, right?
Exactly. After 3 years of research and development, the AstraTech Corporation unveiled a 12-foot-tall mechanical monster. It has a car. It has a top speed of 37 miles per hour. And as a robot, it actually walks.
Wow.
37 miles per hour is pretty slow, though.
That's not very fast, yeah. But, I mean, if it's a towering robot, it must be kind of an enormous thing, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, it's 12 foot tall, so yeah. I don't know. I guess that's not that tall when it comes to a car.
So it doesn't scare you at all? No?
I mean, if it's standing up walking at me, it might be a little scary. Yeah. I'm not sure I would love that too much.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, have you ever thought to yourself while you're eating dinner that probably your neighbor's dinner is better than yours? Or just been curious about what they're eating?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
So you might be able to try it out. There's a new program called Traveling Spoon. It's kind of like an Airbnb for eating food. So it allows vacationers to experience food, the foods of places around the world by allowing them to eat those foods in other people's houses.
That's
so
weird.
I guess there could be some safety issues possibly with this, but Traveling Spoon says it makes safety a top priority. Each host goes through a detailed application process and 3 rounds of interviews. Hopefully the Traveling Spoon employees also like check out their kitchen standards and safety and cleanliness and all of those kinds of things. But the Traveling Spoon employees actually do personally eat at the homes of the prospective hosts. So to make sure that they follow those regulations. So it turns out it's kind of like a really regulated way to just kind of get a peek at what it's like to sit around the dinner table with another family.
So basically I just show up to someone's house and join them for dinner?
They feed you. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm assuming you have to arrange this in advance, but yes.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think you could just walk into somebody's house and be like,
here
yeah,
I am.
I just checked in online. We're good, right? That's awesome.
You had good ratings. Here I am.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Well, that's trending topics for this morning.